Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Final round of the regular season, MG. Triple M rocks the footy Thursday night. Broncos, Cowboys. Cannot wait for this one.
Oh, look, it's as far as luster goes for the game, it's not that much, but I suppose the biggest point about the night is to see if the Broncos get the wooden spoon. That's 1988 they've been in. They've won six competitions. It would be a dark day in Bronco land if they get it.
One man who might be feeling it more than most is this gentleman.
Read about it. Read about it. Read his mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed, something we don't like to promote too much about you, Reedy, is that you are actually a Queenslander.
And massive, massive Broncos fan, and that's why he's coming last in the tipping comp in the Telegraph.
Yes, can we point that out? That needs to be pointed out because I'm starting to cop a bit of flack.
Yeah, well, that's why I gave you that's why I'm giving you the platform to explain yourself. You tip them every week.
People need to realise that it's loyal. It's about being loyal. You know, loyalty. That's what it's about.
It's embarrassing, Reedy. Your face is in the paper every day, right down the bottom of that tipping comp. But
I'll tell you what makes it worse. The bloke coming second last is Buzz. So I'm beneath Buzz.
Reedy, let's get
tip worse than Buzz. Oh no.
Well, you can't tip, but you can break a story. What's the latest at Manly? Adam Fanua Blake is gone. What are they doing about replacing him?
Yeah, look, they're in the mix for young Jack Hetherington from Penrith, the Penrith firebrand. There's a few clubs in for him. The Warriors are very keen to keep him. They had him on loan this year. But I think they think that it's not going to happen. But Manly is certainly in the mix for him. And Canterbury, but I believe, they're keeping a watching brief on it. They've sounded, I think Trent Barrett's spoken to him. So it looks like it's a straight shootout between Manly and the Bulldogs. With young Jack Hetherington, and obviously, you know, the Manly, now that Adam Fanua Blake's gone, they've extended out Taniela Paseka, but I think they realise they need another front rower. And Hetherington has been given permission to negotiate. He's got a year left in his deal at Penrith. He's the man they've identified.
Well, his stocks rose dramatically in his stint with the Warriors. In fact, he was one of the real highlights of this COVID lockdown period when he played for the Warriors. And look, we all know he's a great player. We just know that his fuse is very short. And he controlled that. He controlled that beautifully with the Warriors, and he became a leader. And I think that's what's really, a highlight of other clubs wanting to sign him. And if the Manly and him make a really good match. And if I wasn't aware that Penrith gave him the opportunity to seek, another club. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I believe Penrith has basically said to him, "Look, you can have a look around and come back to us after you've done that." The other interesting one, the other fit. Well, perfect fit there seems to be at Manly is Kieran Foran. We spoke about it the other day. It's nudging closer to becoming a reality. It's not there yet, but it's getting there.
And we hear he wants to play hooker, does he?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure about that, MG. I heard Kate Cuss would probably move to hooker. I'm not sure whether that's something that's been put out there to perhaps pacify young Josh Schuster, because obviously we've seen his manager's got a bit up. They're suggesting his manager might ask for release if Kieran comes to the club. I think the club's pretty comfortable that Schuster will stay. They see him as their long-term number six. So, look, I think the club's sort of downplaying that. They think that won't happen, that Schuster will be happy to stay and potentially learn off Kieran. And, Kieran's a great bloke to learn off. So, I think it would seem a pretty happy result if they get Kieran there for Schuster. I think it helps Schuster.
Broncos. Reedy, two jobs they need to fill, CEO and coach. Are they any closer to locking either of those two down?
Look, I reckon the CEO's, I wouldn't say it's a done deal, but I think there's acceptance now that will be Dave Donaghy. I think even Melbourne is sort of starting to accept that perhaps Dave's got his heart set on coming to Brisbane and he's the preferred option. The coaches had their meeting today. I'm just told Paul Green, they both had their meetings at the offices of, or their interviews, at the offices of Carl Morris, the chairman. He's a chief of stockbroking company, Ord Minnett. They've had their interviews this afternoon. I'm told Paul Green's walked out of the office. He was vox popped as he left, and he asked how he went, and he said, "Yep, pretty good."
Oh,
so there's a deep insight into how he's gone.
Wow.
Well, they basically followed each other into Carl's office. They've had their interviews, and I reckon we'll know pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it'll be Kevy. I wonder if either would be an assistant for the other.
I don't think I'd be stunned. I don't think Paul Green wants to be an assistant, MG, and I'd be stunned if Kevy wants to be an assistant as well, because he's got the Queensland job. So, I think it's one or the other. The real whisper that's going around at the moment is that Craig Bellamy will be back there in a year's time, not as coach, but as a coaching director or involved in some way in the footy department at Brisbane. So that rumour is spreading like wildfire at the moment. I'm sure Craig will address it at some point, but that's out of control.
Wow, big one.
Tonight we've got the big boy right next to me in commentary, but his young bloke, Tristan Saylor, is rumoured to maybe heading elsewhere or rugby union, Reedy.
Well, I did a bit of digging around this today, MG, just because I know Wendell's one of our favourites. I just was trying to find out whether there was interest in him from the NRL, but I understand there's also some rugby interest. So he could follow in the footsteps of the old man, Tristan, do the old code swap.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, he'd be good. He's fast. He's skillful. He could be good fly half, a good halfback, good winger, good anywhere in the back line, really.
Well, yeah. I believe he played rugby at school. You might have to check that with Wendell later on, but apparently he did play rugby at high school. So he's got some experience in that game.
Now, before we go, Reedy, South Sydney, Joseph Suaalii's the name that they've been back and forthing on for however long, but Latrell Mitchell is the other one that they might be sitting down and having talks with soon.
Well, it's interesting because we've been always talking about Suaalii, but people have forgotten they've got a pretty good fullback there in Latrell Mitchell, and he's one of those guys who on November 1 is able to get formal offers from rival clubs, and I would think if he gets to November 1, Latrell, I mean, the way he's playing before he got injured, he'll be in demand. So South want to sit down with him when their season's over. I reckon they'll try and knock it over pretty quick. I think Latrell looks pretty happy, and South are pretty happy with him. So they're hoping they can knock something over pretty quickly and extend Latrell out for a few more years.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think he's really comfortable with the Rabbitohs. He started to look fantastic just before he got injured. So let's hope that he signs a long-term deal with the Rabbitohs.
Mm. All right.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.